The three of us are here because we know what a great feeling it is to win an Academy Award for directing.
Yeah, it was the greatest honor that I've ever received.
Hey, guys, I never won an Academy Award.
So why are you here?
I don't know. I got nominated a couple of times.
Well, anyway, the two of us know what a great honor it will be for one of the five nominees.
Well, I just want to say that it's much better to give than receive.
No, it's not.
Steven Spielberg and Francis Ford Coppola and George Lucas last night about to give out the Best Director Award to Martin Scorsese at the 79th Annual Oscars telecast. Our friend John Max was very close to them when that happened because he was working backstage as one of the writers of the telecast, which he does for a little money on the side from his writer with The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, full-time gig, but also because of the big swag bag, which several years ago meant that John got to take his lovely wife Julie off to her first vacation at a resort where they had a butler. So what was some of the swag you got this year, John?
Well, it was a little different, Paul. What happened was that Ed Norton, a famed actor who I no longer speak to,
yes,
let the IRS know last year that A, that we were getting these gift baskets, and B, that we weren't paying taxes on them.
Uh-huh.
So they've stopped the gift baskets.
What?
There was no gift basket. So instead of Julie sleeping with me, she went home with an IRS auditor.
No swag at all?
No swag. I mean, I got a very nice sweatshirt.
Wow, whoop-de-doo.
Did it say all I got from the Oscars was this stinking sweatshirt?
Yeah, pretty much. And I did that, and I left with that and a dirty look from Peter O'Toole.
You know, it was hard enough for me to go through almost 4 hours of telecast without the Price Waterhouse guys making an appearance at all. But for Peter O'Toole to sit there through all of that and go away with nothing except bad teeth.
I got to tell you, this is what happens. The way the Kodak's laid out, we're backstage, and then there's the hall, and then there's like a lobby where people can go for drinks during the show, and a men's room. Or rather than stay with the crew men's room, because I won't go where someone below the line may have sat.
You are one of the Hollywood elite, after all.
I run out to go to the men's room in the lounge, right? I go in there, I sit down, and about a minute later, there's pounding on the door. And a guy in an English accent says, I have to get in there.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm sorry, but John wasn't done.
Yeah.
So I said, I'm not done. He's pounding. I'm saying I'm not done. That's not helping, right? That's not helping. I believe the word is clenching up. And then he starts yelling, I'm a nominee. I'm a nominee. And I say, listen, I don't care. I do not care. I have to finish this. I have to go back and write. So I break out, and there's Peter O'Toole standing there.
Wow.
Waiting out there. And he starts cursing me. You know, damn you if I miss my award.
Well, yeah.
Not a problem now, Peter. Yeah. Better luck next century. Oh, that was my first run of the night.
Yeah.
But not the last.
Oh, you know, this is part of the John Max backstage at the Oscars legacy with the celebrities he's annoyed, with the Sly Stallone restraining order and everything that we've talked about in previous years. So you PO'd Peter O'Toole and someone else?
Well, here's what happened. You know how I've, over the time, have made jokes about Tom Cruise, right?
A couple here and there, I recall, yes.
I'm backstage with him in the green room. He is the nicest guy in the world.
Really?
And I'm feeling really bad.
And by the way, you're towering over him, aren't you?
Well, yeah, well, Abigail Breslin was. And you know, and so we're back there, and I feel, you know, I'm trying then to make conversation. And he's very easy to talk to. I mean, what do you do? You know, I'm telling him, we're talking. Great guy, right? So I feel maybe I'll, you know, like be like a little social butterfly. So he and Katie were there, and I look, and Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban were there, so I introduced them.
Oh, no!
Did you know that Tom and Nicole were married?
Yes, I heard that.
It was a little awkward.
Wow.
Because, I mean, first of all, Katie is like a foot taller than them.
Right.
Yeah, and Nicole is like Alcindor, Jamar. So there's this really awkward pause.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, everyone's kind of staring and like hemming and hawing, and I... So grab the first person to come by, join the conversation. It's Penelope Cruz. Well, guess what?
What, no Mimi Rogers in the house?
No, but Penelope dated three of the four.
So, oh.
Now, it's really getting awkward. I mean, and I don't know what to do. And by the way, my Scientology jokes,
yeah,
not killing in that group.
No, they're not.
So I finally say to Keith Urban, let's go get a drink.
Well, oh, don't.
I had no idea.
Just came out of rehab, for goodness sake.
Well, I had no idea.
Wow. Now, let me just put this in perspective for people, because you do work right there backstage. You're in your tuxedo, and you are running back and forth. And you actually, in the couple of days beforehand, you're working at the rehearsals. That's one reason you couldn't do your regular Friday slot with me here on KMOX, is because you had rehearsals. What goes on those days, in those rehearsals? Are you actually working with the stars and writing stuff for them, or were you writing stuff for Ellen, or how'd that work?
No, what happened is everything is going out to the stars, and some of them have read the material, approved it, or called back and said, hey, you know, can you give me another option, or I don't like this line, or whatever. About half of them, it's gone to their publicists. The publicists have either lied and said the star has seen it, or send it back with their changes, which are generally bad.
Yeah.
And then the star comes in and rehearses. Basically, they stand on stage, they see their marks, they go up, and they read the prompter and do their stuff. So you're there for one of two things, either to make changes if the star has a change they want to make, or if they haven't seen it before, to kind of walk through it and say, you know, and not the stage marks, because I couldn't do that. That's like technical. That's like for non-Jews to do that.
Okay.
It's too hard. And, you know, but I go through the words and I go through what they do, and that's what you do Saturday. And then Sunday you're back there basically just to make sure if there's any last-minute changes.
Okay, so the question that we were debating in my house last night was, did you write the Robert Downey drug joke?
You know, that actually came from him. He came up with it. You know, he wanted to do something, and then we all kind of worked on it, but he wanted to do that.
Pretty good.
By the way, In all seriousness now, apart from the jokes and the kidding about Tom and Nicole and all that, he is one of the nicest guys I've ever met in show business.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, really nice, really talkative, really smart. In fact, we were standing there, and we're just shooting the breeze back and forth, and he said, let's go get something to eat. And in the green room, they have this great buffet. Well, it's completely cleaned out when we get there. And this is like the high-end place in the world. There's nothing. And I go, what the hell happened? And the woman looks at me, and she's shaking. She just goes, Al Gore. Kids, the problem isn't global warming. It's global eating. You're there for 6 hours. There's people starving. And he was unbelievable. I've never seen a guy like that at a buffet.
Yeah.
Ever. I mean, I know it's the biggest show on TV. He's the biggest show on TV.
He's not just talking about climate change. He's talking about a new gravitational pull of his own.
Yeah, and of course, I'm sitting there and somebody goes, do you think Al will run? I'll say, yeah, after an ice cream truck.
Now, we weren't really expecting him to make an announcement last night, were we?
No. He has made it clear that he is waiting to see if Hillary falls completely apart.
And that's when they'll step up and take Jennifer Hudson's place.
Exactly. I mean he's taking small steps. He's setting up Bill with young women.
All right. Any other Oscar stories we have to get to?
I'll have a couple more for next week. You know, again, I mean, the main thing to me was, of course, you know, the gift basket, the Peter O'Toole, and again, my final line to Al Gore saying, Al, the inconvenient truth, you weigh 355.
I'll talk to you on Friday.
You bet.
John Max live in Burbank, where now he's got to write some stuff for Jay Leno tonight for The Tonight Show. He's here every week on The Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.